And this is the time in the show where I hope there's some music, because if there is some music, I know what to do. And there's the music. Just Pavlov's dog. It's blog music. And right next to me is our blog editor, Laura Conaway. Hey, Laura, what's going on in the world of the blog?
Well, there's a lot going on. I set out today, I thought I got this bright idea that I would try to blog the segment we did on Napoleon's privates today, which I really liked quite a lot with Tony.
A lot has been done to Napoleon's privates. I don't know that they've ever been blogged before, though.
Well, what I wanted to try to do was actually blog all the double entendres that show up in that segment, because it's very difficult, apparently, to talk about Napoleon's penis without talking about it in two ways at the same time.
Yeah.
But I'm just too busy to do it. So what I'm going to do is...
I don't have time to
Look, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to crowdsource this thing, and I'm going to post an open thread and try to get people to help me just go through the audio and find all of them. Dan Pashman pulled out one first. This is you and Tony Paraday.
He would not show me the penis. In fact,
would you hint at it? Would you ask him explicitly? How does one bring up Napoleon's penis?
So to speak.
See, so there's one.
Yeah.
That's your starter.
What was the double entendre there? Oh, I see. Yes,
you know,
yes.
If you think about it, you two can weigh in. That's okay. That's a gimme.
Yeah, that was a Napoleon's penis layup.
Yeah.
All right, so, you know, lots of rich information there. But what else is going on in the blog?
Allison Stewart has checked in with a post about the biracialness of her child.
Biracialness.
Which is very interesting. Allison's African-American, her husband is white. And she writes, actually, it's very cute. She writes that as Ike gets older, which I have to say, having gone through this parenting process myself, sort of tickled me, because what's Ike now, a couple months?
Yeah, no, like a month, maybe two, yeah.
But it's pretty cute. You know, when you're a parent, the difference between day one and 2 months is pretty big.
Enormous, of course.
But she writes basically that all of his roots are showing, and that they're going a little bit through the process of thinking about, you know, what that's going to be like for him.
Of course. And so did she, is that post up? I mean, it seems like all the baby posts get a lot of people.
No. Coming in minutes. I've had a really busy morning out there.
Yeah, I know. You've been counting penises.
You too, actually. Yeah. One per person. We are having...
Oh, really? I couldn't, like, there's a limit on the penis comments?
One per person.
Oh, okay. That's right. Fine.
One last chance for people to get in on this interview that I am very excited about with Biz Stone, who is one of the co-founders of Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
We talk a lot about Twitter. We're twitter.com/BPP. That's us. And Twitter has been having a lot of sort of ups and downs. It's just gotten a big round of funding. It's very, very popular. It's almost outgrown itself in the sense that it's so popular it keeps crashing. So Biz Stone has agreed to sit down and talk to us about what it's like to be the guy who's trying to fix this thing right now. And we have an open thread going. You can drop in and leave a question for him. The interview is happening today, I think, around 11 a.m. Eastern. So if you're listening out there and you have a question about Twitter for Biz Stone, bring it on.
Yeah, I know how these things work with the tapings. You know, if they say something's going to happen at 11 or, you know, 7:20 on the show, it happens at 7:20. With the tapings, 11 o'clock Eastern, we probably will get underway talking in earnest at, you know, something like 11:04, 11:05. And I only mention that because can't you Twitter questions in real time?
You can tweet questions. Just put them to @BPP, and that way we'll see them. And you can also just drop them right in the comments thread. So that'll be there. We're also starting to gear up a little bit for the book club. The conversation is coming on July 9th. We've been reading Petropolis. And Sarah Goodyear is going to blog a piece later today. She talked to this woman named Nina, who grew up Russian-American. She almost has no accent, and people won't believe that she's Russian. This book is all about a Russian who moves to the United States.
We always hear about the opposite problem, someone who's, you know, Korean-American, maybe even second or third generation, and people will speak English slowly to them, and they'll be like, I was born in Van Nuys. I actually understand four words of Korean.
Yeah,
please not do that?
I have to say, as a Southern American, I agree with it, or I identify with what Nina says in this tape, which I'll blog a little bit later. Gosh, I'm busy. And this, no one will believe that I'm from Mississippi, but it's true.
No one will believe you're from Mississippi. You're busy, and not only that, you know, half your time is taken up with counting penises, and the other half...
One per person.
Yeah, one per person. All right, thanks a lot, Laura.
Thank
Conaway.
You
can pile on and pile on through our website. We're at npr.org/Bryant Park and twitter.com/BPP. My pleasure, Laura. Thank you very much. So that is it for this hour of the Bryant Park Project. We want to thank you for joining us. I am Mike Pesca. We are online all the time at npr.org/Bryant Park. Have we said it enough? We need to underline this because we really mean this. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.